It's time to get answers to all of your real estate questions. Talk 1260 KTRC presents All Things Real Estate, New Mexico's foremost live, listener-interactive real estate radio show. The phone lines are open, so call us at 505-473-5722 or email us your questions at rpost@sfrp.com. Now, here's your host, Ray Post.
Good afternoon and welcome to All Things Real Estate. I'm Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners, coming to you live from the Santa Fe Green Building Summit and Expo at the Community Convention Center here in downtown Santa Fe. I invite you to come down to the Convention Center and say hi to me, my special guests, and check out all the companies who are set up on the floor of the Expo Hall and are sharing some terrific information about every aspect of going green. As always, the goal of our show is to help you meet all of your real estate objectives, and one way we do that is by telling you about some excellent companies who have helped solve renovation, repair, and design issues around your own home. Just go to our website, www.santafe.realtypartners.com, click on the radio show icon, and that takes you right to the list of real estate resource companies. I encourage you to give them a call if you need some help at the place that you call home. I also want to suggest that you check out the full-page ad our firm, Santa Fe Realty Partners, has in today's real estate classified section of the Santa Fe New Mexican. Besides sharing information with you about some marvelous properties we're offering to buyers, we also have information about the free service available to everyone, which allows you, day or night, to call one phone number and get a bunch of facts and figures on any property for sale in the Santa Fe Multiple List System. Now, we have a lot going on with the show today, so if you can't make it down to the Convention Center, please just sit back and enjoy All Things Real Estate here on Talk 1260 KTRC. You can also email me, Ray Post, your questions and comments by sending your message to rpost@sfrp.com. So Gino Thompson, my producer, is back at the KTRC studio doing his magic to make sure that things hum along nicely, while Tom Miller, technician extraordinaire, is here to guarantee that I don't mess up. With that, we'd like to begin each show with some state-of-the-market commentary, and today I want to welcome Kim Shanahan, who is the executive officer of the Santa Fe Area Home Builders Association, who is responsible for staging this fabulous Green Building Summit and Expo here at the Convention Center. Good afternoon, Kim. How are you?
I'm great, Ray, and thank you for letting me promote our event.
And you know what? This thing has been on for 3 days now. It started on, or 4 days, actually. It started on Thursday with the summit.
That's right.
And now today we're encouraging everybody and his brother and sister to come down here to join in the Expo Center, where every company that's involved in going green is represented. So tell me, how has it been a success?
I think so. I think attendance at our summit was off a little bit. We had a lot hard time convincing some of you realtors to get out and attend some of these valuable classes. But the expo has just been tremendous. Beautiful fall day down here in Santa Fe. Yesterday was 350 day. A lot of folks in the climate change awareness circle know what that is about. And this is the perfect follow-up. So if you're out yesterday marching for 350, then you should definitely come down and check out some of the businesses that are helping us get to where we need to get on that.
Now, let's talk a little bit, Kim, about what the actual goal of the expo is. What all these companies that are here represented in the booths around the floor, what do they want to get out of this event?
Well, these companies really represent the future of green building. They have products and services, they're builders, and these guys know where our building economy is going. We certainly are down as a building economy, but when we emerge from this, and we will, the folks that are down here selling these products, selling their services, are going to be the ones that are going to be leading us out of this troubled time.
Okay, so that's the expectation, the goal of the companies that are represented. For the public, why should they come down here, and what will they get out of it?
Well, because they're going to be the folks that are going to be buying these services and these products and so on. But in addition to that, we have got some tremendous classes going on. As we mentioned before, we had a two-day professional summit where we were charging folks for some of our classes, and today many of those classes are going to be repeated for free. We've got some of the best experts in our community here teaching these classes, the same folks that we're teaching over the last couple of days. For instance, we have our incoming president of the Home Builders Association, Delinda Bangert of Ecoterra Enterprises. She's one of the premier HERS raters in our market. And she's got the class at 1 o'clock. We have four classes that start at 1 o'clock. So if you're on the road and traveling about wondering what to do today, you should come down.
And I need to interrupt you for 1 second,
sure.
Kim. HERS rating. Now, my audience are real estate buyers and sellers, and your audience, by the way, Kim Shanahan has a fabulous show on Saturdays. It's a home builder show. I encourage you to listen to it. You have a different constituency that you sometimes are professing and giving your message to. What is a HERS rating?
A HERS rating is something that's been required of all new buildings in Santa Fe since January of 2008. It stands for a home energy rating system.
Mm-hmm.
This is a third-party verification that comes into a home, models its energy usage, proves that by doing a blower door test, and creates a score or an index. We now, from our green building code as of July of 2009, say that you need to have a HERS rating of 70.
Mm-hmm.
A HERS rating of 70 is 30% more efficient than a code-built home. And Delinda Bangert is the sort of person, if you're starting to build a new home in Santa Fe, you have to hire. You have to find a HERS rater.
Gotcha.
And she's going to be teaching a class at 1 o'clock, tremendous information. Followed up by that at 2:15 in the same classroom, Catherine Mortimer from the city of Santa Fe, who's talking about the new green building codes that we just mentioned earlier. So eight different classes, solar energy, solar PV, radon, the renewable energy tax credits, home energy audits, how to get started with green residential remodeling by a local realtor, Bob Taylor.
And I want to underscore again, all of this is free to the public.
Every bit of it's free.
So
one-hour classes.
And as Kim pointed out, and this is the important message for all of my listeners, this is mandatory now as far as residential building is concerned. So you as a homeowner or a home buyer, you've got to get up to speed with this stuff. So coming to a free class today, you're going to be light years ahead of other people by doing so, correct?
Absolutely. And shout out to the builder and the realtor community because the builders especially, you know, times are tough. You might not have been able to take some of the courses we were offering the last couple of days, but the two that we've gotten from Delinda and Catherine Mortimer, if you're a builder, you need to get down here and attend these classes because this is how you will have to build. These are the things that you're going to have to be paying attention to from today, from this day forward.
Mm-hmm.
You may not have a job right now. You may not have a client right now, but you're going to soon. And that client, whether they know it or not, will have to be a green client.
Gotcha. Kim, we only have about a minute left on the show. You know, one of the things that I think people need to realize, and there was a quote today in the newspaper from the Center for American Progress, that investing in a clean energy economy could generate more than 11,000 jobs in New Mexico. Clean energy economy is a little bit different, but the green is all part of that. So not only is this mandatory by law here in Santa Fe, but it's the future, and it makes a lot of sense, too, doesn't it?
It absolutely is the future. You know, a lot of folks wonder when we come down and talk to some of these vendors, well, how long will it take me to pay back this thing? It's you need to look at that in a totally opposite way. The real issue is, what is my return on investment?
Mm-hmm.
And the reality is that your return on investment for many, many of these products is better than putting your money in the bank.
Right. Well, listen, Kim Shanahan, the executive officer of the Santa Fe Area Home Builders Association, you've put on a spectacular event here. I walked around on the floor of the expo. I encourage everybody who's out there listening to get in your car, or if you're at brunch right now, when you're done, drive on down here to the Community Convention Center. Say hello to Kim. You're going to be here all afternoon.
I'll be here all to the end.
And also all of the vendors and all of the companies that are represented here. It is a fabulous educational environment for you. I encourage you to show up at this event. Kim Shanahan, thanks so much for being on All Things Real Estate.
And thank you, Ray. We'll do it again.
Okay. Gino Thompson, my producer, I think I'm going to take a break here on All Things Real Estate. And when we come back, we'll continue our conversation about all things going green.
TRC.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners. Today I am down at the Santa Fe Convention Center at the Green Building Summit and Expo. I invite you to come on down here, say hi to me and my special guests, as well as take a look at all of the exhibition booths that are really sort of making a statement about going green. So come on down to the Convention Center. We're going to be here for another almost 45 minutes. And before we get back into the show, I always tell my clients that they should be thoughtful in their choice of a realtor, a lender, and other real estate professionals to work with. And you should be just as discriminating in your choice of a title insurance company. My top recommendation, well, it's Fidelity National Title Insurance Company. You see, Fidelity National is the nation's giant of title insurance companies with a personal Santa Fe approach. Their services are customized to meet the particular needs of each and every person and property. With Fidelity, your transaction runs smooth and safe with no surprises. So choose experienced, knowledgeable professionals to assist you with your real estate questions and transaction needs. Call my friends at Team Fidelity, at 505-995-8800 or email them at their free and confidential question and customer service department. That's santafe@fns.com. Choose wisely. Choose Fidelity. I know you'll appreciate the difference. Today, my very special guest, and for the remainder of the show, is Jeff Major, who is the co-principal, along with his wife, Dina Major, in Major Development Incorporated, one of the premier builders here in Santa Fe. Jeff has been on the show before. I'd like to welcome you back, Jeff.
Oh, hi, Ray. How are you doing today?
Well, we're doing fine, and this is an exciting venue, isn't it?
It is. It really is. It's very exciting. It seems like a lot of foot traffic, and that's good.
It is. And for you as a builder, this is a great opportunity for the public to be educated about a lot of the issues that are now mandated by law and important to not only you as a builder, but also consumers, right?
Absolutely. It's actually a good opportunity for me as a builder as well, because there's a lot to learn. A lot of this has been in place for quite a while, but it's really becoming to the forefront. And so now is a great time for me as an individual contractor, as well as customers, potential customers, to get themselves up to speed, because we've really got things rolling now.
Yeah. Well, and part of that, too, stems from the city's new green building code. And let's talk a little bit about that. What exactly is the building code about, and what does it mean to you as a builder, Jeff?
In terms of the city's new building code?
Uh-huh.
Well, that was just implemented, adopted back in, I believe, July of this year. And the city code basically follows the Green Building Council, which is developed by United States Green Building Council, and it basically follows their system. It departs somewhat from that, and what they've developed is what they call the HERS rating system, and that's the Home Energy Rating System.
Mm-hmm.
And that standard is now in place, and homes in Santa Fe will have to meet the standard.
Right.
How this is going to take place is basically before you can even submit your application for building permits, you will have to submit your application as far as the HERS rating,
mm-hmm.
which means you'll have to hire an expert consultant.
Right.
Not only as an individual, but builders as well, because it's complicated. There's a lot to learn.
Mm-hmm.
And the consultant will help you through the process. Now, the new code consists of 8 levels of certification, from silver all the way to Emerald Plus.
Mm-hmm.
And what this means is, depending on the certification level that you attain, this means relates directly to how much energy
you're saving. Yeah,
correct.
Exactly. So the higher the level, the Emerald Plus is the ultimate. As saving energy, correct?
Right, and that's something that it's going to take a while to attain, because we're basically talking about a zero carbon footprint.
Right.
And we're not there yet.
Well, you raise a good point here, because just to interrupt you for a second, not only is this an educational process for people, but one of the natural questions that I guess consumers will have is this going to cost more for building a home, making it meet these green standards mandated by the city?
Well, there's no doubt there's going to be a cost associated with this. Automatically from the outset, one, there's going to be a cost in delaying in getting your permit, simply because you have to go through another layer of bureaucracy and getting your home approved by the HERS program. Two, you're going to have a consultant you're going to need to hire, not only on the front end, but throughout the building process,
mm-hmm.
because there's going to be inspections that are required by a third party to verify.
Now, you would, as a builder, though, part of your service with this new mandated law would be to identify and bring those consultants into the situation. It's not that a consumer necessarily is going to have to go out and hire someone. Is that correct?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if someone wants to build a house or have me build a house for them, I do a turnkey type of system. So, you know, all they need to do is give me the input as to the square footage, the the basic parameters as to how much they want to spend and the different finishes and how they would like to make their house a greener house, if you will, because there's a lot of different ways to do that.
Sure, of course. And the level that you want to achieve, how green you want to make it, how much you want to save. I mean, I guess the possibility of actually giving energy back to the grid is a possibility down the road if we achieve the super high level of Emerald Plus designation. But those are all issues that the consumer needs to be educated on and understand what it's about. So you as a builder actually provide that education at the front end, correct?
Well, we're not only at the front end, but all through the process we're required.
Mm-hmm.
To the day we even turn over the keys to the house, we're required to bring the people up to speed
mm-hmm.
as to what we've done, how these systems work, how to maintain these systems, how to interact with these systems so you can get the most out of them.
Sure.
So it is a
complicated process, and as you said, for you as a builder, it's good to come to this expo and summit because you're learning stuff as well.
Absolutely. I have several different projects I'm involved with right now. One is near the completion stage, which I've roughed in the required equipment to be able to install the photovoltaic system.
Mm-hmm.
And I did this prior to the new Green Building Act.
Right.
I have another project that I'm working on the Historic Lee side. It consists of 14 homes. It took 4 years to finally get the approvals from the city.
Mm-hmm.
And now that it has been approved, the new green building codes are in force. And that's part of the problem we're bumping into is because this is on the Historic Lee side.
Right.
Where you are now required to meet the HERS program. And yet, because it's historical, we can't use solar hot water systems, or
right.
We can't use photovoltaic.
Well, I tell you what,
those are on the roof.
So you have not only the historic issues you have to deal with, but now this whole layering of green building requirements. But at the end of the day, it's going to benefit everyone to embrace these because they are law. And so I'll tell you what, Jeff, we're going to continue on this conversation, but Gino Thompson, my producer, we've reached that point in the show when it's time for our legal topic of the week, brought to us by the Reuben Katz Law Firm. And this week's topic addresses issues arising from building green and is offered to us by attorney Leonard Katz. Green building has definitely arrived, as evidenced by the excitement and enthusiasm generated by this weekend's Green Building Expo and Summit. Consumers, as well as state and local governments, definitely want environmentally conscious structures. And as evidence, as we've been talking about, is the fact that Santa Fe has adopted the Residential Green Building Code that will apply to all new residential construction in the city. Green building also represents a major opportunity for builders like Jeff Major to distinguish themselves and make a significant impact on the environment. The excitement generated by these activities must be exercised with caution to avoid the misunderstandings that can arise in the green building setting. These misunderstandings arise from two basic issues. The first is that without commonly accepted definitions and standards, the terms green and sustainable can mean different things to different people. The second is the question, what can a consumer reasonably expect when building is represented as green or sustainable? The recently adopted Santa Fe Residential Green Building Code will provide a base level standard, as Jeff Major was talking about, for a residential home, which may be referred to as a green building code. In a competitive market, a builder may wish to distinguish him or herself by offering a green building product built to a higher standard than that offered by this green building code. Builders must be careful when making broad subjective marketing or advertising claims such as the home is green or sustainable, uses green building materials, is healthier, or has a smaller carbon footprint. Home buyers must also be careful in their expectations derived from such marketing claims that are not tied to a commonly accepted definition or standard. To avoid misunderstandings when marketing a home as green, builders should define what that term means in that particular transaction, which Jeff Major was just talking about. And the clearest way to do that is to refer to an objective standard produced by the guidelines of a third-party organization, such as the U.S. Green Building Council. And builders' disclosures and marketing materials should be as factual and objective as possible, such as a promise of achieving specific levels of comfort or energy efficiency. Disclosure should also include requirements both for warranty coverage and sustaining future performance through mandatory inspection and maintenance obligations on the part of the home buyer. Buyers must also be realistic in their expectations and do their due diligence with regard to green building components and performance that they desire to achieve. This includes performing inspections, examining third-party certifications, and careful review of the performance guidelines of a green building component. You know, this is an exciting time of transformation in residential building, and much is new and changing. As always, great care and attention are necessary by both the builder and the owner and buyer so that the green building experience is a positive one for all involved. I want to thank Leonard Katz for providing us with an excellent legal topic of the week. If you have your own legal questions regarding green building, please go to our website, www.santafe realtypartners.com. Click on the radio show icon and go right to the Reuben Katz Law Firm logo. I tell you what, Jeff Major, with your permission, I'm going to ask Gino Thompson if we can take a break here on All Things Real Estate, take a couple of commercials. We'll be back in a minute. Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners, and today I'm down at the Santa Fe Community Convention Center where the Green Building Expo and Summit is being staged. I encourage you to come on down here. Actually, one of my colleagues, Terry Smith from Santa Fe Realty Partners, is manning the Commonweal Conservancy booth. So if you want to learn anything and everything about the Galisteo Basin, I encourage you to come on down. But even more broadly than that, everybody who's involved in going green is represented here today on the floor of the expo. So come on down here. The expo center will be open all afternoon. Anyway, my special guest with me today is Jeff Major, co-principal in Major Development Incorporated, one of the premier residential builders here in Santa Fe. Before I go back to my conversation with Jeff, I want to mention that Linson's Incorporated is a new sponsor to our family of companies who are underwriting All Things Real Estate. Linson's Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business and has been offering fabrics and custom upholstery services for more than 30 years. If you haven't been to Linson's showroom, I suggest that you stop by this Santa Fe institution and check out the more than 450 lines of fabric, custom bedding, and upholstery services that they have to offer. Linson's is located at 1305 Cerrillos Road, and I encourage you to stop by and say hello to our friend, Rupi Linson, and her helpful staff. Linson's, for all your fabric and custom upholstery needs. Have you been there, Jeff, ever?
No, I haven't.
Oh, it's a great, great place, a fabulous resource. I bet Dina, your wife, has been there, the other co-principal of Major Development Incorporated. Anyway, let's go back to our central conversation here. I want to get into a conversation about what Major Development is doing in the area of green building. Let's talk about some of your specific projects.
Okay, let me give you a little bit of background as to my introduction into green building. I am a residential developer in Santa Fe, and over the past 10, 12 years, as Santa Fe has grown and the amount of infill type land that was available has continued to diminish. And so over time, vacant property became very hard to come by, so I ended up with property that had an existing improvement.
Mm-hmm.
Or two, and a lot of these actually had solar hot water systems.
Wow.
And depending whether those systems or that house was going to be remodeled or raised, then that determined what I would do with the components.
Right.
Believe it or not, on several projects where I was going to tear down the building, neighbors would come by and ask for the solar system components.
Okay.
And then they took and put them into their house.
I see.
And others where I just remodeled, I would use the existing components and upgrade
mm-hmm.
to make it more efficient. The other green energy type materials that I have used are on some of my developments. We have electronic gates. And instead of using a system where it's hardwired with electricity, we'll use photovoltaic
mm-hmm.
Solar panels,
mm-hmm.
and they work great. They're very inexpensive. They're very efficient. You use a clicker like a garage door.
Right.
People love them. The only drawback is they have limited capacity, so they wouldn't work on a 20 or 30 unit type development, just too much activity.
Right.
So that's been part of my past experience. Presently, in my new development, we have two houses that are set up for photovoltaics. The idea is we want to produce enough energy, probably 2.5 to 3 kilowatts, to power the entire house, mm-hmm. and have some excess energy where we'll get a credit back from the utility.
I just want to break in for a second. I think our listeners are realizing that we're competing with some fabulous singing people down the hallway here. This is a very active place. Again, we're here at the Santa Fe Community Convention Center. My special guest is Jeff Major of Major Development Incorporated. We're talking about all the Go Green building activities that are going on here. We encourage you to come on down. Go ahead, Jeff. Continue.
Anyway, the houses that I've just mentioned are over at 933 Alto Street. They range from the upper fours to the mid fives. They're beautifully finished, stone floors, granite countertops, stainless steel appliances, plaster throughout. They have wonderful views, and like I mentioned, two of the three are set up for photovoltaic.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also presently involved in another development on the historic lease side that we touched on a little bit earlier, where we won't be able to use photovoltaic or solar hot water panels on the roof because the neighbors did not want to see that equipment up there. But this was 4 years in the making. There's 14 houses, amazing views of the Adelias, as well as some will have views of the Jemez.
Right.
We are trying to, because it's 4 years in the making, it took so long to get permits, we're trying to get this started in, you know, somewhat of a rough environment, and we're offering for the first four buyers a 15% discount.
Wow.
Off of the market rate.
And again, that is the Alto Street address?
No, this is on Gonzales,
on
the historical east side.
Let me just, so people know this, Jeff's wife, Dina Major, who's also co-principal in Major Development, is also a broker at Santa Fe Realty Partners. So if you wanted to check out these properties that Jeff's referencing, go to our website, www.santafe-realtypartners.com. Click on the brokers column, and that'll take you right to Dina Major, and you can actually see these properties. Go ahead, Jeff. Sorry.
Well, anyway, so what that interpolates to in terms of a discount, say the market rate of $700,000, that will put you in the upper fives. And with the new energy, green energy code in place, and we have not started the buildings, this will give any customer an opportunity to customize their home the way they would like to see it set up and function.
Right.
So this is an excellent opportunity if you're interested. Ray just mentioned the website of my wife's at Santa Fe Realty Partners, or you could call me directly at 470-0019.
And, Jeff, you've been talking about some of the properties that you have. Let's go back for a moment to your perspective as a developer. All of these green initiatives are, I think, on balance, are very good. Obviously, the city is mandating green building code, so residential building has to fulfill certain things. But as a developer and a builder with lots of experience, what's your sort of your gut feeling about what the future is going to bring for green building?
Oh, well, I think it's going to be nothing but positive. At the end of the day, this is a win-win for both the builder as well as the consumer. Let's take, for instance, we talked mostly about residential, but let's take commercial for a minute. If you're a developer of commercial office space, mm-hmm. and even say it's not even the city of Santa Fe, it could be anywhere in the country. If you adopt the LEED, if you decide to participate in the LEED rating system, which is all voluntary, that will give you an advantage over another developer in their building that hasn't met any of the new standards.
Right.
Because as a tenant, you're going to save a lot of money on utilities. You're the one paying for them.
Sure.
So that just makes good sense, not only for the tenant, but for the developer, for the people that are in the green industry. This is going to create a lot of jobs. It already is.
Yeah, we were quoting before that about 11,000 jobs here in New Mexico will be created through the whole movement towards green building and energy efficiency. But I just received an email, Jeff, from someone. It's from Bill. It says, "Hi, Jeff. What is the easiest and least expensive place I can start with upgrading my home so it's more green?" So what would you recommend to Bill?
So I'm assuming by that you have an existing house.
He has an existing house, apparently. So, and we don't know what it is, what the condition of the year is, and this may be hard to do, but sort of some broad brushstroke things that he might want to think about.
Well, I assuming your house is probably built 10, 15 years ago, prior to toilet retrofits and low-flow toilets,
uh-huh.
Probably one of the first places to start is change out the toilets if you haven't.
Uh-huh.
Also, your shower heads, all your faucets, all anything that water passes through.
Uh-huh.
Another place you can start would be your appliances,
right?
Whether they're your washer and dryer,
mm-hmm.
Or refrigerator, dishwasher. They all have today high efficiency appliances. They'll save you tons of money on water and power.
Mm-hmm.
These are things that you can unbolt and slide right back in.
Mm-hmm.
Windows are a great place to save energy, but they're expensive. You're better off putting the money into your windows under the original construction phase,
right.
Under the initial construction phase. Otherwise, to retrofit windows, is not only intrusive, but mm-hmm. it's expensive.
Right. Well, I know on a previous show, you and Dean and I talked about the fact that Major Development is doing a lot of remodeling work. People have been taking a garage and turning it into livable space. Let's assume for a moment that Bill has a garage that could be converted into either living or office space. If you went out and assessed it, of course, you're going to be looking at how you can make that garage even very green in its new building iteration, correct?
Absolutely. You know, the city has not adopted a plan for remodels as well as additions. They are working on it. Only new construction comes under the new green building code.
Mm-hmm.
So right now is a really good time to do that addition or remodel, so it'll be tuned to what you want and not what the city's going to mandate.
Gotcha.
Because some things may not be affordable.
Right.
And others are. I mean, you can add extra insulation in that remodel, which is relatively affordable. Most of your heat loss is through the roof.
Right.
So if you beef that up, you can enjoy higher energy efficiency there.
I tell you what, Jeff, we're going to take a break here. Gino Thompson, my producer, when we come back the last segment, we'll be doing our house sort of weekly segment. So please stay tuned here on All Things Real Estate. We'll be back in a minute.
Host at sfrp.com, and I'll be happy to answer all of your real estate questions.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners. And with that music, you know that we are up to the regular segment on our show, which is the Open House of the Week, brought to you by Los Alamos National Bank. This week, however, we're doing sort of a combined special segment of our house as well as distinctive properties. Earlier this morning, I spoke to my colleague Bob Chernick about a very special property that we are listing right now, 275 Circle Drive. Let's listen to what Bob had to tell me about this.
Okay, today on All Things Real Estate, I have my colleague Bob Chernick, who is a broker with Santa Fe Realty Partners. And as part of our ongoing distinctive properties of Santa Fe, today we're going to be highlighting the amenities of 275 Circle Drive, which is one of our listings. Actually, Bob Chernick is the co-lister on it. And I think maybe, Bob, first of all, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing okay. You know, today, Bob, we're here at the Santa Fe Community Convention Center for the Green Building and Expo and Summit event, which is really fabulous turnout. A lot of people are coming by the broadcast booth, and so they're going to be listening to Bob Chernick talking about this property. But before we get into it, Bob, I want to actually give a little plug to the builder, Bob Parker, who for the past 40 years has been a resort developer and builder in Colorado, California, Hawaii, and he's currently building custom homes here in Santa Fe. This particular home is a brand new building of his, and it's green built, which is appropriate for today's topic. Again, 275 Circle Drive. So, Bob, why don't you, for the listeners' benefit, talk about the amenities and the virtues of this terrific property?
Well, the amenities, the virtue of this property is it's being built, first of all, on a street, Circle Drive, off of Bishop Sawatch Road, that has views all the way into Colorado. Wow. The views are about 150 miles long. You see the Sangres, you see the Jemez, you see the Badlands. It's beyond spectacular.
Mm-hmm.
And there might be one or two or three more lots on Circle Drive that can be built on.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
After that, it's teardown time.
Wow. And this property itself, I think, has well over 3 acres of land. Is that right?
This property itself is a little over 3.5 acres, yes.
Uh-huh. And talk a little bit about the house itself. I know it's a fabulous structure because Bob Parker is the builder of it, but talk a little bit about what it actually offers to the buyer.
Well, one of the things it offers is Bob Parker as well. Bob Parker is a hands-on custom builder. He gets dirty. He lays brick and mortar and plaster and gets right in there with his guys. That's what he's always done, from building high-rise resorts, walking steel structure, to everything else.
Mm-hmm.
The house is about a little under 5,000, which is appropriate for Circle Drive. It's 4,800 square feet on two levels. It's got views from almost every single room. Actually, I could say it has them, but it's a hard stretch, but it's really spectacular.
Mm-hmm.
The construction is plaster. It's got ICF or foam wall construction, which means that the downstairs walls are 15 inches thick and the upstairs walls are 13 inches thick.
And this goes to the whole issue of it being green built, right?
Right. And the R values are 45 and 50.
Mm-hmm. And the structure itself, I believe it's a five-bedroom, five-bath property, which is...
Four-bedroom, four-and-a-half-bath.
I see. Okay. And, again, the property, you said, is just a little bit under 5,000 square feet on 3.5 acres of land.
Right. It's got 10-foot high ceilings coming in. It's got travertine stone floors, hard-trail plaster walls, wood beams. It's got fabulous old 18th-century stained glass French chateau front doors.
My goodness. Wow, what a property. And Bob, just out of curiosity, are you going to be doing open houses at this property when it's
final? Not yes,
okay.
But not quite yet. It's still under construction, but the way Bob Parker builds, it almost feels like the mailman brought it. One day there's not much in a certain area, and the next day you want to know how that got finished.
Okay. Well, I guess one of the last pieces of information that the listeners want to know about is the price.
The price is $2,000,001, which is an unbelievable bargain for up there. Homes up there have traditionally gone in the $700,000-$800,000, almost $1,000 square foot range,
mm-hmm.
depending on who the builder is. This is only $400 and change a square foot.
Oh, that's great. Well, listen, Bob, I want to share with the listeners that if they're interested in this property and they want to talk to Bob Chernick about it, who's the co-listing broker on it, go to our website, www.santafe-realtypartners.com. Click on the radio show icon. It'll take you right to their dedicated radio show page. And on that page, you'll see distinctive properties of Santa Fe. Click on that, and that'll take you right to this property, give you all the pictures, and contact with Bob Chernick. Bob, thanks a lot for being on the show today. I'll talk to you soon.
It's a pleasure. As always, you're a wonderful guy to work with.
Thank you, Bob. Talk to you soon.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Okay, back to the convention center here in Santa Fe, where we are attending the Green Building Expo and Summit. My special guest, Jeff Major, with me today. We've been talking about everything that goes on with green building. And, Jeff, we're down to, I don't know, about 5 minutes or so on the show. I give you a chance to, again, highlight some of your thoughts. But I did receive an email from Rusty, which sort of sets up, I guess, this last segment. It says, "Hi, Jeff. As a builder of custom homes in Santa Fe, what do you see as the future for use of green components and technology for residential construction?" Talked a little bit about that, but I want you to make some summary thoughts and talk a little bit about some of your own projects, Jeff.
All right. Well, you know, I think the green building code that the city's adopted actually lends itself more to custom home. It's a little more custom. It's friendlier for custom home builders, than it is for probably more affordable, lower income type housing. And the reason I say that is a lot of the custom home builders for years have already used higher performance products,
right,
such as windows and doors, high energy efficient hot water heaters, radiant heat boilers. They've used HEPA, HEPA, I mean, type filter systems, and so the impact as far as the cost to a custom home builder is not going to be as great. There's certainly going to be an impact because we have to come up to speed to learn more about, you know, the whole code and actually hire like a consultant. But in the long term, it's going to be, as it becomes more mainstream, all these systems are going to come down in price.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be more comfortable homes to live in.
Right. You're saving energy.
You're saving energy. There's the a big part that we haven't even talked about is the environment inside. As these homes become...
Let's talk about it. We've got a couple of minutes.
Okay. As these homes become tighter and more efficient, it's really important that the environment that you live in, because they're pretty airtight,
right.
You use the right products to mitigate as much of the toxic outgassing that a lot of the stains or paints, caulks, sealers, they produce quite a bit of toxic gases.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that's an organic compound that evaporates quickly will outgas, and so it's important as we go ahead and along in this project or with the green energy projects that the environmental aspects are considered.
Right.
So, and there's a whole laundry list of things you can do
and
to help mitigate the problem.
And are you discovering, Jeff, that with your clients that there's not only a greater understanding by consumers, but a greater expectation on their part to fulfill these environmentally sound and energy saving goals, correct?
Oh, absolutely. I would say 50 to 60% of the people looking at our product ask questions about what type of insulation, what type of carpeting, you know, does this outgas, does this that outgas?
Mm-hmm.
And they're although they might not have a particular allergy to one of the products, they don't want to be exposed to it.
Right.
So and so it's really important that as we go forward, these items are addressed and dealt with.
I tell you what, we've got about a minute left, Jeff. I want to get your sort of summary thoughts on not only your own green building projects, but about this expo. What do you think?
Well, I think it's great. I tell you, the traffic's building. The level of interest seems to be extremely high. I spent a little bit of time with a friend of mine who's a builder as well as a owner of a photovoltaic company called Integro Solar. And he handed me some literature. It was really great on the cost breakdown and the savings. And actually, it was very educational for me. And based on what he was saying, although the manufacturer only gives you a 20-year warranty on their panels, he was telling me that these panels are operational at 80% up to 40 and 50 years.
Wow.
And anything over 20, you're really going to start making money back.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, you know, this is very informative. This has been certainly good for me. I hope the listening audience out there learned something. And they need to become more involved.
They do, and one of the best ways of doing that is to come on down here to the convention center. You can hear the young, very enthusiastic children behind us singing down the hall. I didn't know that there was going to be entertainment, but they handed us a pink card, and it's about Disney's Beauty and the Beast. So there's a lot going on here. Not only is it green, but there's entertainment, there's food, a lot of people, a lot of information. Jeff, last couple of closing thoughts before we go out of the show.
Well, I would certainly hope you would contact me or my wife. We have some fabulous projects that are complete. We have a beautiful project. We're close to getting started. There's excellent opportunity for anyone that wants to customize their home, not only in terms of finishes, but on how energy efficient they and environmentally friendly they want to make it. Now is the opportunity to do it on the front end. And we're offering an excellent discount if you'd like to get involved. So give us a call, 470-0019. I'd be happy to show you the property and the project.
Absolutely fabulous. And, again, you can also check out Dina Major, one of my colleagues at Santa Fe Realty Partners, by going to our website, www.santafe.realtypartners.com. Click on the broker category, and it'll take you right to Dina. Jeff Major, I want to thank you for joining me today. Jeff Major, co-principal of Major Development Incorporated. Thank you. Gino Thompson, my producer, Tom Miller, my technician, and Kate and Jane back at Santa Fe Realty Partners for producing a hit show. And thank you for tuning in today for my show here at the Green Building Expo at the Santa Fe Convention Center, which remains open to the public today until 5 p.m. So until next Sunday at noon right here on 1260 KTRC, I send you good luck and fortune in all things real estate.